The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. I do want to share this breaking news with you. Michael Bennett, a Seattle Seahawks defensive lineman, plays for the Seahawks, who also talked to Colin Kaepernick, gave him a workout. They couldn't come to terms, but Michael Bennett has always been supportive of Colin Kaepernick's First Amendment speech rights, because we know as human beings, you know, sometimes our stuff supersedes what you say we can do when it's based in justice. But Michael Bennett, apparently there's this video of him being taken down. I'm pulling up the video now, and TMZ Sports is reporting, showing this video. It says that TMC Sports has obtained video of NFL superstar Michael Bennett being handcuffed by police while lying face down on the concrete in Las Vegas. And you can hear him screaming that he's innocent. So, like Otis had posted in the chat for our conference call, he said, "I received an urgent call from Michael Bennett immediately after he was assaulted by police officers in Las Vegas. Michael was leaving the Mayweather-McGregor fight and walking back to his hotel when reported shots were fired. He ran for cover and continued walking once he believed he was safe. Unexpectedly, Michael was ordered to lay on the ground by an officer who then held a gun to his head, yelling, 'Don't move or I'll blow your effing head off.'" So the video was shot outside Dre's nightclub on August 26th. You can see one officer take position on the balcony while another cop handcuffs Bennett on the street level. During the incident, Bennett screams out, "I wasn't doing nothing, man. I was here with my friends. They told us to get out. Everybody ran." Bennett claims the officer had pulled a gun on him and threatened to blow my effing head off. But you don't see that in our footage. So it might show up in some other footage, and I don't see why Michael Bennett should not be taken at his word, TMC. And at the time the video begins, Bennett is already being cuffed. So for all I know and for all I trust TMZ, because I am not very supportive of the type of journalism that they do, they could be in possession of the audio and don't want to release it. So I hope that somebody got some video, some audio of this, and it gets released. But I take Michael Bennett at his word. I don't know of any reputation he has of being a liar. So, last story. I may come back to this one tomorrow, but yeah, that's what I'll do, because we have Tiny Free and Friends coming up. But I'll share, this is also coming from TMZ. We'll go ahead and share this one. It's a YouTube video. It's not going to take much time. It's only a couple of minutes. But as I reported earlier, see, even the descendants of terrible, racist, white supremacist traitors who picked up arms against the United States because they thought, not that it was any inclination, any legislation that was introduced to emancipate the victims of slavery, people being held in bondage, mostly children were brought from Africa. As people talk about DACA and deporting children to places they never been, relate that to slavery, being kidnapped from Africa as a child with the average age being 16 years old and brought to a land that they never been. And then generations later being born into such a horrific institution as slavery and practices slavery. But even the descendants of some of these people know, if they being honest with themselves, if they are sincere in their following of Jesus Christ, who they proclaim is their savior, they will tell you that these symbols mean something. But a relative of Robert E. Lee denounced white supremacy, and then he resigned as a pastor of a North Carolina church. So he here in North Carolina. People's belief in the religion of white supremacy outweighs any notions of claiming to be Christians, was my commentary, because a lot of them, they go to church Sunday, the most segregated day. But that's okay. Not saying that that in itself is racist, because you have different music, different cultural practices, different styles, what have you. But there are a lot of mixed churches like that. But it still, though, the Ku Klux Klan's one of their symbols is a Christian cross. So Yeah. But this descendant of Robert E. Lee, also named Robert E. Lee, had this to say. And we will close it out with this, and then we'll jump to Tanya Free and Friends, which airs on Tanya Free and Friends Network and also on blacktalkradionetwork.com. So let me just say this before we close out with this man's words. Recognize the fact that you live behind the enemy lines of USA, Inc. The 13th Amendment legalizes slavery and human trafficking, so you need to be aware of this so you can take the necessary precautions, not only to avoid becoming a modern-day slave, but become organized so that you could join in the efforts to end slavery once and for all. Peace and blessings to all.
In white churches, especially across the board, we are all struggling with how to deal with issues of race. The white church is the most segregated hour that we have in our culture. And I think some of my comments may have made some of members uncomfortable. And that's okay up to a point. And then that point became apparent that it was not time for me to be with the church any longer. I think you have to understand the context of the white church and the history of the white church. This is not just a Winston-Salem, North Carolina issue. This is not just an issue that is faced by small churches. It's faced by large churches. How do we grapple with these issues of race? My biggest concern right now is that this conversation is ultimately detracting from the larger conversation, that there are black bodies that are still in the streets, that there are people that are dying daily, that DACA has been rescinded, you know, all this stuff. This is a sideshow that has been created by some people that want to enable and talk about this stuff. And we have to talk about this, certainly, but I don't want it to detract from the issues that really matter. We've beaten racism so far down into the water that it's gotten into our drinking water and we're drinking it again. And this is just a cyclical history that we're living into. And it's just going to take enough of us to say enough is enough, and that there is a different way for both Christians and non-Christians alike to think about a beloved community and how that's going to play out.